IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with brands. Did you know that the oldest brand in the world is our very own Chyawanprash? Yes, you heard it correctly. That black gooey thing that our mothers used to feed us that tasted like someone added a bag full of sugar to a cup full of spice. Ugh. And for all of you who have no idea what I'm talking about or have never experienced Chyawanprash, it is an old Ayurvedic remedy. And this remedy was made during the Indian Vedic period. A rishi or a seer created this remedy from a recipe that appeared to him in his meditations. And the seer's name was Chyawan. Hence, the product was called, with his name, Chyawanprash. This formulation was named after him and it continues to be used to this day. Different companies across the world make the product, but they all hold the same brand name, Chyawanprash. They could have easily called it a healing jam or an elixir of life. But all continue to use the name of the rishi, Chyawan, because the name holds an image and an idea. There is a sense of wisdom, trust, and Vedic knowledge that is associated with the name Chyawan and Chyawanprash. Now, I spent over 15 years working in my family business called Ormax, and we focused on helping companies create brands for themselves. So branding is a very dear topic to me, and I can spend hours talking about it. What I find amazing is that we all use brands and worship brands. Some of us even get the brands tattooed on our bodies. Yet, we never realize that we are brands ourselves. The way we dress, the way we talk, the way we walk, all of that is our brand. Who we spend time with and what we decide to do in our free time is our brand. The things we are passionate about and the kind of work that we do, all of that is part of our brand. Unfortunately, most of us do not consciously create a brand for ourselves. We rely on others to make assumptions and think about us the way that they want. Worse yet, we do not evolve with the changing world or with our age, and hence we become redundant. I speak to so many people who want to be perceived differently. They are tired of being in that old same box that they have been for the last so many years. Either they are hunting for a new job or a new relationship, or they are trying to make new friends. And they find this difficult because they have not worked on creating their own strong brand, creating a new brand for themselves. And the first step in creating a new brand is to identify how you want the people and the world to perceive you and remember you. Now, both these questions are important. Perceiving and remembering are different things. If you want to stand out in a job interview, you need to be memorable. That means that there needs to be something about you or your personality that the person can hook onto. Many kids graduating from college take the same college energy into a job interview. Instead, they need to change their way and style of behaving. They need to change their brand. This does not mean that you lose your authenticity. It just means that you showcase those aspects of your authentic self that you want people to see and associate with. For example, I'm a little nerdy and geeky, which is why I start the podcast with a "Did you know?" fun fact of the day. And the same applies to my personal life. When friends find me, they love the little "Did you know?" fun facts that I share. I'm always wondering how I know so many things. It's almost become a part of my brand, both on the podcast and in life. In the same way, my consistency in the gym and my ability to work on my body is a part of my brand. People look at me and know that I do as I preach being a habit coach. So start by taking a blank piece of paper and listing down how you want the world to see you. Then identify the aspects of your authentic self that you want to showcase. Once this is done, take the next step and create the habits that will make you showcase these. You might need to change your dressing habits, or the friends that you spend time with, or the books that you read. Start taking your own branding very seriously, and this way you will be able to make a big change in your life and grow. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with three people. One, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.